Hello.
Mr.
Sir.
Price.
Hi, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Well, any further thoughts today? How's
Well, I think
See it in the cold light?
Well, I think it looks pretty good. John Ehrlichman thinks it looks good, and I've just been going over with Len Gorman, who thinks it looks good.
Len hasn't left yet.
No, he hasn't.
He's going to Shakespeare, huh? I think they're going to take a trip. Yeah.
That's right. They were going to, yes.
It's a great idea. It's a great thing. You know, he's going to visit those trade fairs and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have a great time.
Mm-hmm. And
I think they're going to Asia. But they both are, they feel all right about it, do they?
I think so, yes. In terms of tone and approach and so forth. And John was very enthusiastic.
What's that?
And John Ehrlichman was very enthusiastic.
All right, good.
He wanted to talk to you about that, the reference to the Secretary of Treasury in there. He thought it possibly raised a couple of questions which he wanted to take up with you first. Whether it might be seen as a slap at the Vice President because it was an intergovernmental thing.
Well, that's true, but we've got to find a way to do both them. You have the intergovernmental thing, but we need the... If you could have a reference to the Secretary of the Treasury where you talk about the tax reform, in other words, a sentence like the tax reform part, and then say I have directed the Secretary of the Treasury to, you know, to initiate studies in this field, and then go to the IRA or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and said under the chairmanship of the Vice President,
mm-hmm.
Is doing this and that. Could you do it that way?
I could try it. Mm-hmm.
If you could try that way, I just... further thoughts today? How's
Well, I think
see it in the cold light?
Well, I think it looks pretty good. John Ehrlichman thinks it looks good, and I've just been going over with Len Gorman, who thinks it looks good.
Len hasn't left yet.
No, he hasn't.
He's going to Shakespeare, huh? I think they're going to take a trip. Yeah.
That's right. They were going to, yes.
It's a great idea. It's a great thing. You know, he's going to visit those trade fairs and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have a great time.
Mm-hmm. And
they're going to Asia. But they both are, they feel all right about it, do they?
I think so, yes. In terms of tone and approach and so forth. And John was very enthusiastic.
What's that?
And John Ehrlichman was very enthusiastic.
All right, good.
He wanted to talk to you about that, the reference to the Secretary of Treasury in there. He thought it possibly raised a couple of questions which he wanted to take up with you first. Whether it might be seen as a slap at the Vice President because it was an intergovernmental thing.
Well, that's true, but we've got to find a way to do both them. You have the intergovernmental thing, but we need the... If you could have a reference to the Secretary of the Treasury where you talk about the tax reform, in other words, a sentence like the tax reform part, and then say I have directed the Secretary of the Treasury to... You know, to initiate studies in this field, and then go to the IRA or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and said under the chairmanship of the Vice President,
mm-hmm.
Is doing this and that. Could you do it that way?
I could try it. Mm-hmm.
If you could try that way, I just want to be very sure that we have great sensitivity there. But I'm not so concerned about the Agnew more than the Treasury thing, because the Treasury really have to depend upon, and the Agnew I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got two or three other thoughts that I'll work in tonight
mm-hmm.
that have to do with that. Just a second, let me see if I can find my notes here. I was wondering if you might try out at that where we come toward the after giving the laundry list that something along this line: welfare reform has been before the Congress for over 2.5 years, revenue sharing, government reorganization, our programs on the environment, on health, on education have been before the Congress for as long as a period of almost a year, for as long as a year, or something like that. 1971 was a year for consideration. 1972 should be the year for action. I'm just thinking of making it a little tougher in that respect. Would you play with that a bit and run it by Ehrlichman to see what he thinks, and by McGregor, that part, okay?
Find some other way to put it, but we can always play with that right to the last. Okay, fine, Ray.